50, Monica Yachmenev, senior starter. So we had a couple of games here earlier. The first game of the tournament was a matchup between the Lightning girls and the Sandpoint girls. The Lightning pulled that one off by 3.
That was a wonderful game. I don't think Lightning had the lead to the last two or three minutes.
Yeah, they didn't. At 33-32 was their first lead. And then it was back and forth all the way from there. They did some real good things, man. I'm impressed with the Lightning. You know, they're well coached. They've got some good kids. They have, of course, playing an eighth grader because they didn't have enough players. But they ended up winning 51-48. The next game was between the Sandpoint boys and the Alekniak boys, and Sandpoint played their whole bench, ended up winning 68-41, which brings us to this 12 o'clock game between the King Cove rookies and the Bristol Bay Lady Angels. Referees for today's matchup looks like Ryan Savo and Breck Armstrong. And we're about ready to hit the floor here. Girls are coming out of the huddle. And I'll try not to butcher names as we get going here. It's always fun. And we're set to go. Ball to center court. Tips up. Controlled by the rookie. Sadie Newton with the ball over to Alina Mack. Mack back to Newton. And over to the corner, back to Mack. Up top, over the left side, over to Leilani Brandel. Brandel, her pass picked off by Bristol Bay. Number 10 for Bristol Bay, Rachel Smith comes down. She gets it to Phelps. They try to go into the tie post and tipped away. We have a jump ball, and alternating possession gives it to Bristol Bay. Bristol Bay's numbers are really hard to read. Those purple on black are...
That's not a good thing.
No. Ball into the backcourt to Phelps. Comes across the timeline. Straight up top. The rookie's in a man-to-man. Phelps has Newton on her. Gets the ball over to Tatiana Wilson. Wilson goes right. Pocket pick by Alina Mack. She's going to go down the left-hand side. Lays it up and in for first two points of the game. The rookies come out in a man-to-man press. And it works as they tip the ball away, and as number 30 for Bristol Bay fouls her first foul.
Meadow Phelps.
I think that was kind of a ticky-tack foul. I thought they were both going for the ball. Rookie ball underneath gets it to Duarte. She almost throws it away, picked up by Mack. Mack into the corner to Newton. Newton shot no good, rebounded by Duarte. Kicked it out. Rebound comes back out to number 50, Monica Yachmenev. And she gets the ball in the corner. Three-pointer on the way off the end of the rim. And no good, rebound rookies. We've got another three-point shot by Leilani Brandel. And a foul underneath on King Cove. Foul's going to be on Jalea Duarte. Her first, obviously. Phelps bringing the ball inbounds. She gets it to Smith. Tipped right back to Phelps, who was still out of bounds. And she's kind of confused why it was going the other way now. Rookie's ball under their basket. They get the ball into Mack. Mack brings the ball up to the top of the key between the legs. Gets a screen by Duarte, goes to the left side. She goes to the left side, three-pointer from the top of the key, no good. Rebound tipped away, and she gets her own rebound. Mack does, that is. She gets a little step shot, no good. Rebound Smith. Smith pushing hard up the right side, slows down at the half-court line. Gets her pocket picked by Newton, Sadie Newton with the ball. She gets it into Mack, and she's going down the key, and she gets fouled, and that's going to be the second foul on Phelps, I believe. Oh, that was on number 30. Yep, that's Meadow Phelps, her second, team second. Ball inbounded to Duarte. She takes a 16-footer and buries it. Nice little left-handed jump shot by Duarte. She's got good size. She's got to be 5'9 or better. We got the ball down the other end. We got a foul on King Cove as they try to steal the ball. That ball, foul was on number 25, Leilani Brandle. Smith bringing the ball in, looking for somebody. Good press by King Cove, denying the ball. We got a quick timeout by Russell Phelps. Score is 4-0. King Cove rookies in the lead.
Yeah, King Cove had 4 offensive rebounds and 1 possession.
Yeah, you know, you hate to be a good offensive rebounding team. That means you're shooting bad.
Yeah,
but if the end result is 2 points, you know, then you get 4 rebounds. That's fine.
Yeah, it all works. You're just adding your stats.
Right, yeah. Yeah. So Bristol Bay bringing the ball in at the end zone. They get the ball to Phelps. Phelps goes left-hand dribble, gets free from Yetchmenev. Back to Smith. Smith up on top. She's got Brandle on her. She goes right down the lane, lays it up. No good. Ball tipped around. Phelps and looks like number 15, Sadie Newton, tied up. It's going to be rookie's ball on the alternating possession. Quickly down court, down to the corner to Yetchmenev, back out to Brandle. They play catch over there, gets it up top of the key to Mack. Mack drives to the right side, kicks it out to Newton. Newton's three-pointer up and good. 7-0. King Cove with the lead. And as Moorcroft goes down the right side, the ball's tipped away out of bounds. Going to be Bristol Bay's basketball in front of their bench. This press that King Cove puts on is pretty impressive. They deny, and it's awesome. Phelps right down the middle. She gets fouled as she crosses the free throw line. That foul was on number 25, Leilani Brandle. Her second, the team's third. Ball inbound to Moorcroft. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound Phelps. Ball gets tipped away from her into Smith's hands. Smith picks it up. Down low to Carly Eldridge, and she's fouled out on the baseline. That's going to be the fourth team foul on the rookies, and the second foul on Duarte. Shot up by Bristol Bay, no good. Duarte with the rebound comes down right off the top of the head of Bristol Bay's Tatiana Wilson, and out of bounds, so it's going to be King Cove basketball. Mack bringing the ball across the timeline, kicks it over to Newton. Three-pointer by Newton, up and good. She's got a nice stroke from that part. That's where she hit the last one from. Smith quickly into Phelps. Phelps goes hard up the right side, met by Mack. Back to Smith. Smith brings it up to the top of the three-point line. Ball gets tipped, ends up in the hands of Moorcroft. Moorcroft gets it to Phelps. 16-footer up. Shot at 15 and a half off the front of the rim. Rebounded by Mack. Quickly up court to Newton. She kicks it back out. Duarte at the free throw line. Nice little shot by Duarte. That's I love to watch left-handed shoot jump shots.
I know.
It seems smooth for some reason. I hate playing against them, but I love watching them shoot.
Mm-hmm.
And we got another foul up at the half court line. As Bristol Bay came across the line, Tatiana Wilson came across half court and stopped. She's lucky that she got fouled. So into the game is number 11 for Bristol Bay, Kaylee Hill, and Phelps is going to take a break. Ball inbounded to Moorcroft. She takes two dribbles down to the right side. Her shot over the top of the rim. Rebound Duarte quickly out to Newton. Newton down to the other end. Shot up, no good. Rebound Smith. Smith gets rebound, picks up her dribble, throws it away right into the hands of Mack. Mack goes in. She might have got fouled. Rebound again. Mack gets it, puts it back up. No good. Rebound Yetchmenev. And over to, I believe that was number 15.
No, 25.
Oh, was that 25 who got that?
Yeah.
So number 25, Leilani Brandle. And the score is 14-0. Bristol Bay can't get the lid off the basket. the rookies have an impressive record, 10-0.
They
beat Unalaska, which you know, Unalaska was pretty tough last year. They beat Scammon Bay and Hooper Bay.
Yeah.
So they're doing pretty well. New Stew and New Halen. So they've had a pretty good run so far. They, like I said, their coach Gary Lamar. I don't know if he's teaching down there or if he's a retired coach from down south and just decided to come back up and coach here, but I can't imagine a coach in King Cove making enough money to survive.
Not unless he is teaching.
Yeah, right. So we've got a couple of thank yous. We'll start off with a couple here. A.C. Dillingham is a supporter of Dillingham basketball. Thank you, A.C. And the BBEDC Harvey Samuelson Scholarship Trust Fund also donates money to the sports programs here in Dillingham. And up the floor comes Kaylee Hill for Bristol Bay. Almost loses the ball, gets it back out. Duarte steps in the passing lane, picks it off. She hands it off to Newton. Newton down quickly to Yetchmenev and kicks it out to Alina Mack. Three-pointer up and good. 17-0 on Alaska. I mean, not Alaska, King Cove. Got to remember that. That's King Cove. Yeah. And another turnover by Bristol Bay. Smith throws it away. She gets a pocket pick by Sadie Newton, who goes to the basket, lays it up, gets fouled in the process, and she's going to get a couple of free throws at it. She was on the shot on that one. Sub coming back into the game for the Bristol Bay Angels. Meta Phelps going to come in and... I didn't see who went and sat down there. First shot by Newton is up and good. 18-0. This appears to be a pretty tough team here, this King Cove rookie bunch. I'm looking forward to seeing the boys' game against Bristol Bay next. Should be a good one.
These girls are playing really well together as a team.
Oh, this press that they've got, if Bristol Bay could get someone to go long, then they'd be all right. But they put it in at the baseline, and the press by King Cove is menacing. They need to Bristol Bay needs to take care of the ball for sure.
Oh, definitely.
Ball tipped out of bounds, can be Bristol Bay's ball in front of the King Cove bench. Wilson bringing the ball inbounds, she gets it to Moorcroft at the half court line. Little stutter step by Moorcroft. Her shot up and good. And she's fouled. The foul was on number 30, I believe. Or 40.
50, I think.
50, okay. Well, that was only 10 off. That's Manoff, her second. The team's sixth. So the aggressive style is good, but it's also going to end you up with some fouls. Moorcroft sinks her free throw, giving the... Bristol Bay Angels, their first three points of the game. 19-3, ball over to Sadie Newton, and she hits a three. That's the third one she's hit from the same spot. I hope the other teams in this tournament are paying attention. Wilson bringing the ball across the timeline. She has Yetchmenev on her. She gets the ball to Moorcroft on the right side. Moorcroft, couple dribbles, picks the ball up. She's trapped. Phelps with the ball. She gets it picked away from her. Quickly up court to Duarte. She lays it up. She makes it, and she's going to get a free throw out of the deal. She's a big girl running the court hard. To 24-3. King Cove rookies with a commanding lead. In the game for the rookies, Maddie Newman, a freshman, giving Yetchmenev a break. Free throw by Duarte was no good. Rebound Moorcroft. She dribbles down to the right wing. Shoots a three-pointer, no good. Long rebound out to Mack. Mack goes other than down the length of the court, lays it up and in. 26-3, nobody back for Bristol Bay. Phelps with the ball. She comes up the right side. crossover dribble, loses the dribble, picked up by Brandel. Brandel back down quick to Mack. Mack goes baseline, floater up and good. 28-3 with 1:28 left in the first quarter. King Cove's on pace for 120 points here today.
Exactly.
a minute 17. We got Phelps with the ball. She picks it up, gets it over to Moorcroft. Duarte on her. That's a good matchup between those girls. Duarte not moving her feet well enough. Didn't cut off the baseline, and Moorcroft gets tripped.
And that's Duarte's third foul.
Yep, and Moorcroft's going to go to the line. That's a seventh team foul, so we've got a 1-1 situation here. Moorcroft, a couple of dribbles, lines it up, lets it fly. That's 4 points for Moorcroft and 28 for the King Cove rookies. And coming into the game for King Cove is number 41, Kayla Calver, a sophomore. And Duarte is going to take a break. I would imagine we won't see her till the second half.
Probably not.
Fifth point of the game by Moorcroft, and it's 28-5 with a 1:07 on the clock in the first quarter. Mack bringing the ball down, gets it over to the corner. Maddie Newman shot no good. Rebound is picked up by 41. That's Kayla Calver, handed back to Maddie Newman. She's fouled on the shot, and that's going to be foul number 44 for Bristol Bay. Her first, Denali Moorcroft, one of the two seniors on the Bristol Bay Lady Angels team. First shot by Newman up and off the back of the rim. No good. 55.8 seconds left in the...
I said it was going to be a close game, man.
Mike Larson's up here holding his hands in the air. He can't believe this. So we have a 29-5 in the the second free throw was made. And Bristol Bay takes a quick timeout as they get the ball in bounds. I didn't see this coming either, to tell you the honest truth, but the press is Bristol Bay just not handling the press.
Oh no, they've got six turnovers and have given up six offensive rebounds.
Yeah,
that hurts.
Yeah, well, the turnovers, almost every one of them turned into points for King Cove.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well coached, well disciplined team here. These rookies, and that's what it takes. Moorcroft bringing the ball inbounds over the top. Smith gets it. She pushes hard up the right side. She has Newman on her. She picks the ball up at the free throw line, gets it into number 4. That's Elsie Adams into the game. And the ball was tipped out of bounds. They called a foul on number 15 from the rookies. That's Sadie Newton. Her first, the team's eighth. First shot's lined up and rolls around the outside the rim and off. Moorcroft still the only Bristol Bay Angel to score. Second shot up and good. I guess that's all it took was saying something about it. Elsie Adams gets her first point. 29-6, 42 seconds left on the first quarter clock. Top of the key, Mack goes to the left side between the legs. Looking for something down low, nothing. Back over to Sadie Newton. Newton down to the corner. Back up top to Mack. Bristol Bay out on the man-to-man. And Sadie Newton's first miss from that spot tonight. She quick down court pass to number 11. That's Kaylee Hill. Her shot no good. Long rebound comes out. We got a foul on number 15? Number 10.
Number 10
from Bristol Bay, Rachel Smith. Her second. Bristol Bay bringing the ball inbounds right below us. 8.3 seconds. Mack with the ball across the timeline. Over to Newton. Newton goes to the baseline. She's tied up. Ball tipped away. And ball's going to stay in the rookie's end of the court with 1.7 on the first quarter clock. Ball inbound to Mack, 25-footer up, and off the front of the rim, no good. End of the first quarter, 29-6, a dominating first quarter by the rookies. They came out. They put on that press. And I wish Russell Phelps had someone with a good arm. He could send someone deep.
Yeah.
Because everyone is space guarding on the rookie
mm-hmm.
team, and if they and denying, and if they could go long against one of them, they'd be in better shape. A couple more supporters here. BBEDC Employment and Training is a sponsor of the Dillingham. I guess we're on the Sockeye Classic 2019 edition. And Bristol Bay Cellular Partnership, also a supporter. We thank everybody that supports the sports here in Dillingham and for all the other teams that come to town, for that matter. What you got that stands out other than turnovers and
Turnovers and offensive rebounds, that's pretty much been the story of the game. And actually, King Cove shot real good from the line. They're 3 for 5, so... that's probably the difference in the points.
Yep. Going to be Bristol Bay's ball. Smith brings it in. Gets it to Hill. Hill gets it across the timeline. Down inside the key to number two, Carly Eldridge. She gets fouled by number 15, Sadie Newton. Or 25, I'm sorry. That's Leilani Brandle.
That's 3 on her.
Yep. Coming into the game for the rookies, number 40, Bethany Brandle. They lose some size bringing her into the game. First shot up and good by Kaylee Hill. Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Carly
Eldridge. Lines up the second one. And it's off the back of the rim. Ball tipped, picked up by Mac. Mac pushing hard down court. She finds Brandle. Brandle kicks it back out. They're rolling it to each other. Mac with the ball. Over to Sadie Newton. Her shot no good. Out of bounds. Going to be King Cove basketball underneath their basket. 7:38 in the second quarter left. Kicked across court over to Mac. Mac turns, takes a three. It's no good. Rebound fought between Moorcroft and Kaylee Calver. And it's going to stay down at this end of the court with the rookies on the alternating possession. 29-7. King Cove in command here. Carly Calver with the ball. Out to Newton. Newton to Mac. Down low to Maddie Newton. Her shot no good. Rebound Smith for Bristol Bay. Smith pushing up. She stops it in at half-court line. Ball gets picked away from her by Kaylee Calver. Inside to number 11, Maddie Newman lays it up and in. 31-7. Moorcroft gets her pocket picked as she had the ball. These rookies really share the ball well. It's right down low to Sadie Newton. She lays it up and in. They put their heads up, and they look to penetrate and pass. Moorcroft with the ball. Goes to the right side to Smith across the timeline. She spins, gets the ball tipped away. Out of bounds, going to stay with Bristol Bay. 33-7. Bristol Bay having a hard time getting anything out of this bunch. Ball tipped away on the inbounds pass, picked off by Mack. Mack goes the length of court, long-handed layup, no good. And we got a foul inside on number 15, Sadie Newton. And we're going to walk to the other end for a couple of free throws as Smith was boxing out and Newton came over her back. Looks like Smith's got a bloody nose. She's got some tissue packed up in there. I don't remember seeing Smith last tournament they had here. I guess she didn't make the trip. Or maybe I just didn't notice. I don't know. Into the game for the rookies, number 21, Rayetta Kuzakin. And number 15, Newton, taking a break. She's got 2 fouls. Second shot by Smith up and off the rim. Picked up by Mack. Alina Mack across the timeline. She goes to the left side, between the legs, steps back, three-pointer on the way, air ball, and out of bounds. probably not the best shot she could have took.
No.
As she was at about 23 feet out. Moorcroft bringing the ball inbounds. I still think if they'd look up and go long, they'd have a layup. Ball pushed hard down the court, fouled by number 20, Alina Mack, as Moorcroft came across the timeline. And that was just a silly reaching foul. There was no reason to do that, make that foul. That's Mack's first foul.
And now they're shooting two.
Yeah, Moorcroft to the line for two. 33-7, and a bit of a blowout here by the rookie. Moorcroft got another couple points there. Sub into the game for the Bristol Bay Angels, number 22, Kayana Anderson. Carly Eldridge taking a break. Second shot by Moorcroft up and good. 33-9, 6:17 left on the second quarter clock. Mack going to just walk it down the court. Mack goes to the right side. She picks up a screen by Kaylee Calver. She lets the three-pointer go. No good. Rebound Smith. Smith pushes up the right side. Picks up her dribble. Cross court to Moorcroft. Moorcroft with it. She's bringing it across the timeline. She going to the right side all the way to the baseline. We got a foul on number 22, Kiana Anderson, who came down and went to set a screen, but she was moving as that screen came in. That's going to be her first foul and the team's seventh. Mack coming across the timeline with the ball over to the left side. Back up to Mack. Now inside to Calver. And her shot is no good as she was fouled by number 44, Moorcroft. She's going to go to the free throw line for a couple of free throws, I believe. Well, we'll see what the sophomore's free throws percentage is. She shoots from about 17 feet out.
Yeah.
She doesn't line up. She gets the ball and lets it go. We've got a timeout by King Cove, I believe. Yeah.
Yeah, Moorcroft got seven of the 9 points that Bristol Bay has.
Yeah. Bristol Bay, they're having a hard time getting that ball inbounds, and then they're having a hard time going from there.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't have any there's no speed up the court because of the defense of the King Cove rookies. And we're back to the free throw line, and number 41, Kayla Calver, is going to shoot her second shot. She gets the ball about 1 foot from the three-point line, steps into it and shoots a free throw from about 17. Her second shot no good. Moorcroft with the rebound. She's going coast to coast. She goes all the way to the baseline, stops, pops from about 10 foot on the right side on the baseline. Bristol Bay finally breaking the single-digit mark. 34-11. Mack with the ball. She goes over to Maddie Newman. Three-pointer up. No good. Rebound Bristol Bay. And looks like Tatiana Wilson bringing the ball up. She crosses over, goes to the middle of the key. Her pass is stolen. Mack gets it, spins, goes across half court, stops at the three-point line, lets it fly. No good. Tipped around, and it ends up off of King Cove's hands, and it's going to be Bristol Bay's ball. 4:55 left in the second quarter here. Wilson with the ball across the timeline, goes to the right side. Moorcroft with it. We got a foul down low on number 22 from Bristol Bay. That's the second time she's went to set a screen, and it's an illegal one. That's Anderson. 34-11, 4:44 on the clock. Mack across the timeline, goes right to left, jump stops into the middle. She gets fouled by Moorcroft. Oh, no, she gets fouled by Smith. Both of them were there. That's going to be Smith's first, team's 10th, so we're both in the double bonus here. And Mack's going to go to the free throw line. See if she lines it up traditionally here. Yes, she does. toes up to the line, a couple dribbles, lets it fly. And good.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice looking shot.
Nice. 30.
Yep. 35-11. 24-point lead by the King Cove rookies, and they have played their whole bench. Four of the five starters are on the bench. Second shot by Mack up and good. Smith with the ball for Bristol Bay. She comes down the right side, goes all the way to the baseline, tries to kick it back to Moorcroft, stolen by Kayla Calvert. Gets it in the hands of Mack. Mack pushing hard straight up the middle. She goes all the way to the basket. A little floater, no good. Rebound Bristol Bay. And we have a jump ball between number 24, Adams, and 21, Rietic Kuzakin. And it's going to be Bristol Bay's ball. 36-11. Wilson across the timeline. Goes to the basket. She puts up a shot. And we got a foul in there on the shot. So Wilson's going to go to the free throw line. She comes up limping a little bit, but she's going to get a couple of free throws to shake it off. .413 on the clock. First shot by Wilson up and off the right side. No good. Floyd Wilson giving a little coaching on the sideline. Put your elbow in. Maybe it won't go that way. Second, they kept the elbow in on the second shot, and it went in. 36-12. Bristol Bay in a deep hole here right now. Ball quickly turned around over to number 40, Bethany Brandle. Her shot no good, but rebounded by Maddie Newman. She goes back up. She's fouled. That foul's going to be a double zero. Wilson, and that's going to be her second. Newman lines it up. And her first shot no good. Exactly 4 minutes on the second quarter clock. Second shot by Newman up and no good. She gets her own rebound. Puts it up off the glass. No good. Moorcroft with the rebound. Gets it to Smith. Smith comes across the timeline. Goes to the right side. And she gets it into number 22, Kiana Anderson, who travels. As she had a wide open layup. She just did a power dribble and layup. She would have had two right there.
That was an easy shot.
Yep.
Panicked.
Yeah, it was too easy. There is a such a thing. So Mack with the ball, jump stop into the middle, gets it down low to Bethany Bramble. Her shot no good. Rebound comes off to Kuzakin. Her shot no good. And she gets her own rebound. Now Mack with the ball, 24-footer up and good. Nice-looking shot by Mack. I like the way this girl plays.
Mm-hmm.
She's in control out there, that's for sure. King Cove has mercifully pulled off the press. You got Wilson goes left to right. Gets it down to Moorcroft. Moorcroft on the baseline. Throws up a wild shot. She travels before it goes in. And so there is no points there. Looks like Phelps coming back into the game. Giving Anderson a break. Mack taking her time coming down court. Comes across the timeline right side. Phelps on her. She goes into the middle, kicks it to the left side over to Newman. Newman back to Mack. Newman goes to the right side over to Kuzakin. Her three-pointer up and good from the baseline. Nice-looking shot there. Rattled around and went in. Smith with the ball right down the middle. Goes up, lays it up, and no good. Rebound by Phelps. She gets it out to Moorcroft. Moorcroft had a 10-footer. She passed it up. She drives around. Little floater in the middle. Lays it up and in. 42-14, 2:24 on the second quarter clock. Mack's going to be tired. She's played this whole first half. She brings it down. She kicks it out to Kuzakin. Her shot no good. Rebound Wilson for Bristol Bay. Hands it off to Smith. Smith going down the right side. Ball tipped away and out of bounds. Mack came up from behind her and tipped it out of bounds. So it's going to be Bristol Bay ball below us. Phelps firing in the inbounds. Gets it to Smith. Smith goes right at the basket and gets it to number 24, Adams. Adams going up the shot. She gets fouled. She's going to get two shots anyhow, even if it wasn't on the shot. But that foul was on number 41 for King Cove, Kayla Calver. First shot up and rattles around and drops. Not a pretty shot, but it was effective. Second shot, nice leg bend, and this one drops right in. Number 24, Elsie Adams, gets two from the free throw line. 42-16, just under 2 minutes on the first half clock. Mack with the ball, kicks it, goes to the right side, kicks it across court over to Bethany Brandle. Her shot no good, rebound tipped around and up, no good, and tipped out of bounds. And the miss as Rayetta Kuzakin couldn't make that bunny from down low. And there was a foul on King Cove on number 21, Rayetta Kuzakin, and that's her second, the team's 114th. Lots of fouls in this game. So we're down to the other end, and Adams at the free throw line again. Her first shot, no good. Bounces out into the game for Bristol Bay, number 11, Kaylee Hill. Second shot, no good. Rebound by Mack. Mack gets it, pushes all the way down the right side. She stops, pops from about 10. Nice-looking little jump shot off the dribble there by Mack. She's a player, no doubt about it. Phelps with the ball. She goes down the right side. She's met by two rookies. Picked up by Mack. Mack looking down court. Quick pass. Tipped away by Bristol Bay and intercepted. And Moorcroft comes up with it. Moorcroft pushing hard down the right side. And she's met at the bench by number 41, Kayla Culver, and tipped out of bounds. Going to be Bristol Bay's basketball with a minute 12 on the second quarter clock. Bristol Bay having a hard time getting the ball in. Finally gets to get it into to Kaylee Hill. She gets a 10-footer and off. No good. Shot at about 9.5. Quickly out to Mack. These rookies know who to give the ball to bring it down court. Mack, nice little step around as she goes baseline. That was a nice move. That was a solid move by Alina Mack, and she's only a junior. She's going to be tough next year. She'll be the best player in the league if she keeps up the way she's going. Ball into Moorcroft. Moorcroft gets a lane. She goes in. She lays up. No good, but she's going to get a couple of free throws. That foul was on Bethany Brandle. Her first. Moorcroft at the line. First shot up. Drains it. Looks like she shot a few in her life. In her career. She's been a mainstay in the Bristol Bay Lady Angels for the past 4 years. Her second shot up and also good. Mack quickly down court for the rookies, behind the back, between the legs. She's got handles, no doubt. She stops from about 20 feet and shoots a three-pointer, no good. Rebound, Moorcroft. Moorcroft turns, looking for someone to get the ball to. Gets across court to Phelps. Phelps goes down the right side. Over to Hill. Hill goes baseline, kicks it out to Moorcroft. Three-pointer up, no good. Rebound, Phelps. And as she goes up, she's hammered by number 40, Bethany Brandle. And she's going to go to the line for two shots. That's Brandle's second. They're setting records here for fouls, Hoot. Wiggle your hands, your mouthpiece there.
Okay.
Ah, there you are. First shot by Phelps is good. Second also good. 46-19, 15 seconds. Mack coming across the timeline. Head of steam, right, left, inside out, dribble behind the back. Gets a nice screen, kicks it out to Maddie Newman. Maddie back up to Mack. 2 seconds. She goes to the right side, pulls up from the elbow, and shoots it just short off the front of the rim to end the first half of ball here at the game between the King Cove rookies and the Bristol Bay Lady Angels. The score, 46-19. King Cove playing really well, Hoot. They just seem to have everything going for them. Like I said, their starters sat most of the second quarter.
Yeah, they did, and they didn't lose a step.
Yeah,
they just kept putting the ball in the hoop.
And the reason is Alina Mack, their junior point guard, who just takes charge out there. Well, we're going to send it back to KDLG. We got about 9 minutes on the clock. We'll take it back here in about 7 minutes, and we'll give you an update on the first half stats. So, KDLG, all you. The score is 46-19. And I think Bristol Bay is lucky to have 19, Hoot.
Yeah, definitely. The King Cove press has really hurt them.
Yep.
Hurt Bristol Bay.
Yeah, King Cove and every one of them, every one of the players gets out there and plays the same game. They deny. I've said twice now or three times or 10 times, I don't know. If Bristol Bay would look over the top, they might get a layup.
Yeah.
Because they're denying all the way from half court. Why don't you give us a quick rundown of some of the stats there, Hoot?
Okay, well, King Cove has forced 11 turnovers with Bristol off Bristol Bay, and most of those turned into points. And they've got a total of 8 offensive rebounds. For King Cove, Sadie Newton and Elena Mack. Elena Mack with 16, Sadie Newton at 13 leading the way, and Denali Moorcroft has 11, and nobody else is even close to double figures for Bristol Bay. So, and with Brandell's got 4, and Jalali Darte's got 6, they've had a lot of players contribute.
Yeah.
They spread it around.
I think the most impressive part of King Cove's game, other than their full press, is their point guard Mack, junior starter Elena Mack. She's a captain and runs the show out there for them. They look like they're starting their second string here. Some of the starters on the bench, Duarte, one of them. Going to be King Cove's ball as we start the second half. Mack into Kayla Culver, 14-footer, no good. Back out to Mack on the rebound, 3-pointer, no good. Rebound tipped around, picked up by Sadie Newton. And now we've got a foul on King Cove, their first of the half. That's number 41, Kayla Culver. She pushed
Culver.
Culver.
Yeah.
Culver. Culver. Anyhow. Phelps with the ball, and we talked about her ineffectiveness. Ball passed over to Moorcroft, hot potato, and went out of bounds. Going to be King Cove ball in front of the Bristol Bay bench. Mack with the ball. She comes up the left side, kicks it back over to the right side to Newton. Newton with the ball, cross-court pass to Mack. Now down in the corner to Yachmenev. She's got the ball inside to Culver. Culver to Mack. Culver at the free throw line. Another left-hand jump shot. I don't think it's quite as pretty as Duarte's, but it's a nice-looking shot. It's effective. 2 more points, 48-19. And we got a steal, but a travel right afterwards, so it's going to stay Bristol Bay ball. Wilson bringing the ball in for Bristol Bay. Pass picked off by Culver. She goes to the other end, 15-footer, and it rattles in. She gathered herself and set her feet, took a shot. Smith with the ball across the timeline, gets it to Moorcroft. Moorcroft doesn't even look at the basket. She turns and shoots. Ball tipped out. Smith rattles around, picked up by Mack. She goes length of court, little one-handed layup up and in. Smith with the ball. She comes across half court. 52-19. King Cove with a convincing lead here right now. And Smith gets double teamed, top the key. Ball tipped away, picked up by Phelps, but she's tied up by Sadie Newton. It's going to be Bristol Bay basketball. Wilson bringing the ball inbounds, looking to get to someone. She gets it to Smith. Smith gets it tipped away, and now we got a foul on number 11, Maddie Newman, right down on the end zone. Well, maybe not a foul. Maybe she was standing out of bounds when she tipped the ball.
I think that was it.
Smith having a hard time getting the ball in bounds. She finally gets it to Moorcroft. Her pocket picked by Maddie Newman. No, by Yachmanoff, I'm sorry. Down to Sadie Newton. She goes up for the shot, and she's fouled. And that foul is going to be on number 30, Phelps. That's her fourth foul, and I don't believe she scored, has she?
She has 3 points. One basket, one free throw.
First shot by Newton, up and good. Nice looking shot, great follow through, great rotation.
Oh.
Second shot, just the same. Back of the rim and down. Well coached team, this King Cove rookie bunch. They know their roles. Phelps right down the middle. She gets fouled by Sadie Newton as she goes to the basket. And that foul is her third. And Phelps is going to go to the free throw line. That's more what we see from Phelps normally on a day-to-day basis when she's over here playing, that penetration. And that's really the first time we've seen it tonight.
Yeah, she hadn't even tried to penetrate at all.
Yep. Her first shot up and good. Second free throw off the back of the rim. And Calver with the ball. She gets it to Mack. Mack stutter steps, goes to the baseline. Down low to Yachmanoff, and she misses the bunny. Rebound, Bristol Bay. Smith comes out of there, pushes hard up the right side. She's met by Maddie Newman, and ball gets dribbled out of bounds. It's going to be Bristol Bay basketball under their hoop. Smith gets it into Moorcroft. Moorcroft fires up a three-pointer. No good. Rebound, Mack. Mack comes out of the pack. She's pushing hard up the right side. Down low, and one too many passes, but Phelps throws it back in right to King Cove. Mack's three-pointer, no good. Rebound, Calver. Now Mack goes to the baseline to Yachmanoff. Back down to Mack. She goes to the top of the key. Yachmanoff all by herself over there. If they see her, she's going to hit it. And now we got a blocking foul on number 41, Calver.
I'm not sure about that one.
Yeah, that was kind of ticky-tacky.
Yeah.
So Bristol Bay's ball, Phelps with it across the timeline. Inside to Moorcroft. She goes up. Her ball shot partially blocked by Calver. Calver with the rebound. And it's out of bounds as Moorcroft's on her knees and holds it onto the line. King Cove's ball coming across the timeline. Mack in absolutely no hurry. She used every second. This ball put into the free throw line to Calver. Turns and shoots. And now we got a foul on Bristol Bay. Calver's can go to the line for two. And that foul was on Rachel Smith, her third. The team's second of the second half. Calver obviously more comfortable shooting a 17-foot jump shot than a 15-foot free throw. Neither shot of hers went in this time. Moorcroft with the ball. She's pushing hard up the right side. Goes to the middle, throws it up. No good. Gets her own rebound, puts it back up. That was an ugly shot.
That was.
It ended up okay because she got her own rebound. 22-54, rookie's lead. That was Sadie Newton with a shot, no good. Rebound tracked down by Maddie Newman. Top of the key to Calver. Calver over to Alina Mack. Alina Mack. She hits a 16-footer. 56-22, 4:14 left on the third quarter. Phelps with the ball at the half-court line. Picks her dribble up. No reason to other than the fact that she wanted to. Finally gets it to Wilson down in the corner. Wilson comes off the screen. She almost gets her pocket picked, and now she does as Yachmanoff comes over in a double team. We have a held ball. It's going to be King Cove ball. End of the game is Duarte, Jalea. Bristol Bay comes across half court. Alina Mack, top of the key, right side over to Newton. Down low to Maddie Newman, and she's tied up by Smith. We're going the other direction. something finally went right for Bristol Bay. Phelps brings it in, gets it to Wilson. Wilson across the timeline. She almost gets her pocket picked. Gets it to Smith. Smith goes to the right side to Phelps. Back to Smith. Little dribble step, no good. Little bad pass. I mean, there's 2 feet apart and a bounce pass.
Yeah, they're bounce passes
down
each other.
Yeah, horrible. You got to have a little better space than that. It's out of bounds. It's King Coast basketball, 56-22. 3.5 minutes on the third quarter clock. Into Duarte, nice little head fake. Dribble into the middle. She goes up with a shot and goes. And she goes for a rebound. She goes over the top of a Bristol Bay Angel player. It looks like that was number 2, Carly Eldridge, boxing her out. So that's going to be Duarte's fourth foul. Fourth team foul of the second half. Smith now with the ball at the free throw line. Stops, pops. Shoots it about 12 feet instead of 15, and the ball is out of bounds as Eldridge tries to save it back in. Going to be King Cove ball. They come across the timeline. Mack slows down. Gets it over to Newton. Back to Mack. Three-pointer from about 22 feet. No good. Long rebound out of bounds to the almost right to the coach. I don't think he was real happy with that shot. He's kind of shaking his head at Mac. And anything that you can do, I can do better. As Moorcroft comes down, stops at the top of the key and throws one up. Got a scrum on the floor, and it's a held ball, so it's going in the possession of the King Cove rookies. Mac always gets the ball back. It doesn't matter who she gives it to. She brings it down. She sets everybody up. She's going to try another three-pointer. That one's good. She made one quick pass to Newton. The defense is shift. Nobody helped from the weak side. She had an easy three-point shot. Moorcraft with the ball at the free throw line. Stops, pops, no good. And rebound by Eldridge. And she's fouled as she goes back up. That foul's going to be on number 50, I believe, from King Cove. That's Monica Yachmena for her third foul. The team's fifth in the second half. They seem to be a little slower on the fouls this half as they did in the first.
Not as quick.
Carly's first shot up and good. Nice looking shot. Good rotation. Into the game is number 11, Kaylee Hill, and she's giving Wilson a break. Second shot by Eldridge up, and same result. Nice-looking shot.
Yeah, pretty.
Yep, good rotation. Follow through. Hits the bottom of the net. 59-24. And King Cove in command here. But as I say that, it was almost picked off. Now Mack with the ball. She goes into the free throw line. Little jump stop and a floater. No good. Rebound by Hill, and she's fouled from behind. Foul was on, I think, number
Sadie
15.
Newton.
Yeah, Sadie Newton, her fourth. So there's some girls with some foul problems. But they've got a lot of, they rotate in pretty well, so they're pretty good. Ball inside to, ball was inside to Smith. She's smiling because she knew she didn't get, she just got blocked. There was no foul there, unless there was somebody that we couldn't see.
No.
Savo had a better shot of look at it than we did.
I actually didn't see that one. I thought that was all ball.
I was looking up top. The ball. It was a good block. And unless they had a little body in there. Some of our sponsors here, I'm going to rattle them off all real quick so that everyone knows who they are. We've gotten through four of them. We got the Bayside Diner, the Bristol Inn Hotel, GCI, Napa, Pavic Incorporated Limited, Raven Air, AC Dillingham, BBEDC Harvey Samuelson Scholarship Trust, BBEDC Employment and Training, and Bristol Bay Cellular Partnership. All sponsors of KDLG and Wolverine Sports, and we thank them very much for their continued support and of all things Wolverine and all of the kids that come here and play. they make it possible for us to be on the air, and we appreciate that. First shot by Kaylee Hill, up and good. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's not Kaylee Hill. That's Rachel Smith.
Yes.
That was an 11, not a 10. Second shot, no good. Rebound, Duarte. Gets it over to Max. She goes right, left, spins, lays it up, no good. Rebound, Moorcroft. Moorcroft almost travels, gets it to Smith. Smith down the left side. Looking down low, nothing there. Gets it to Moorcroft, steps into the key, 14-footer, up and good. 59-27, 32-point lead by the rookies. Actually, long three-point shot by Sadie Newton. She's a nice-looking shot there. They're working on a three-point percentage here. Smith comes across, gets to Moorcroft. Moorcroft goes to the right side, stops, pops. First shot blocked by Mack. Mack picks up the loose ball. Quickly down court to Newton. Newton's shot no good. She steps in bounds. Now quickly up court to Moorcroft. Moorcroft takes it to the basket. And Duarte couldn't do anything but let her go because she's got four fouls. Moorcroft lays it up and in. 62-29. King Cove leads. Looking inside, trying to get the ball tipped out, and Duarte had good position on Moorcroft. Moorcroft wasn't doing a whole. The King Cove rookies in control of this game over the Bristol Bay Angels. Bristol Bay having a real hard time to get anything going. The press that started off the game, King Cove had control from the get-go. So it's King Cove ball underneath their basket. Quick ball into Duarte. Her shot no good. Tipped away. Picked up by Mack, and she gets called for a travel as she started moving before she put the ball on the floor. So we got about 10 seconds. And we've got Bristol Bay across the timeline. Moorcroft with the ball, right-hand side. Three-pointer up, no good. Rebound, Phelps. Phelps' shot is up, and it's going to count at the buzzer. Nice rebound by the tiniest girl on the floor.
Yeah.
And it ends the third quarter with a score of 62-31. 31-point deficit. What do you think, Hoot?
If Bristol Bay's going to make a comeback, they're going to have to storm it.
Yeah.
It's going to take a lot of three-pointers, a lot of defense.
Yeah, I think at this point it's what Bristol Bay needs to do is just go down and put the pressure on and try to get some turnovers, try to end the game on a good note. 31 points is probably not going to be made up. Let's be entirely serious here. But they can end the game on a good note and feel good afterwards, realizing that, yeah, they were hit by a buzzsaw right off the bat. King Cove rookies 10-0, not by mistake, that's for sure.
No, the girls are well coached with talent.
Yep. Hill is going to fire the ball inbounds for the Bristol Bay Angels. Gets it into the hands of Phelps. Phelps goes left to right, top of the key, over to Moorcroft now on the baseline. Little runner, no good. She gets her own rebound, throws it back up, no good. Rebound comes off and fumbled around, and it's picked up by Smith. Her shot, no good. Rebound, King Cove, pushing hard down the right side is Kachmanov. She gets it to Duarte. Duarte back out to Mack. Mack's three-pointer from 21 feet is good, I believe. They didn't give her the points. Must have been a foul away from the ball. So there was a foul on number 44. No, number 50. Yes, Shmanov. And that's her fourth. Score stays at 62-31. 7.5 minutes left in the game here. And we're trying to figure out who's... I guess we're going to go to the other end and get some free throws. Smith is the awardee of the free throws. Oh, the light's still flickering here, Hoot.
Yeah, they are.
Well, I hope it stays on. So Smith at the free throw line. First shot up and good. Nice looking free throw shot by Smith. Second shot is on its way. Nice looking. Nice looking rotation. Nice follow through. 65-33. 7:27 on the clock. Mack brings the ball across half court down to Newton. Newton with it at the wing. Gets it into Duarte. Back out to Mack. She dribbles 12-footer up. Nice little runner by Mack. Smith with the ball coming across the top of the key. Goes to the left side, spins, back around, almost loses it. Gets it down to Phelps. Phelps shot, no good. In rebound was, that's number two, Carly Eldridge. And hers, as she went back up, she got fouled. So she's going to get a couple of free throws. And that foul was on number 11, Maddie Newman, her first. I think she's the only one who's won foul.
And she is.
I think everybody else got at least a couple. Eldridge, first shot up and good. Her second shot up off the back of the rim. No good. Moorcroft comes down with it. Eldridge now. Eldridge goes down on her knees and gets called for travel. It's going to be King Cove ball right below us. Mack, who has played the entire game and was out there in the dark shooting around, brings it across the half court. Shot by number 41, Calver, no good. Rebound, Bristol Bay. Eldridge with the ball, gets it to Moorcroft. Moorcroft pushing up the right side hard. And screen set by Phelps. And she's run over by Calver. That's going to be Calver's fourth foul. Go figure. They all have four fouls, I think.
Yeah.
If nobody fouls out, I'll be surprised. So at the line is Meadow Phelps, freshman. And she's going to be a good one, too. She's got the love of basketball. She plays hard. She enjoys what she does. She's got a lot of room to grow, but she's got a lot of good skills. Second shot. First shot was good. Second shot, no good. Rebound, Duarte out to Mack. Mack comes down the left side, stops, pops from 22. No good. Rebound to Moorcroft. Moorcroft to Smith. Smith across the timeline, right side. Drives in, kicks out to Hill. And she's called a travel. Happy feet. Shot didn't go anyhow. It would have went the other direction, I think. So we come across the timeline as Mack gets it over to Newton, back to Mack. Newton now with it on the wing, down low, top of the key now to the free throw line to Calver. Her shot up and good. Nice ball movement, poor defense by Bristol Bay. Smith coming across the timeline. 6 minutes on the clock in this game. 69-35, King Cove with a commanding lead. Smith with the ball, or not Smith, Hill, I'm sorry. To Moorcroft. Moorcroft up, no good. Rebound to Eldridge. Her shot, no good. Rebound comes down into Phelps' hands. She throws it out to Smith. Smith to Moorcroft, right-hand side. Up top of the key now to Hill. Three-pointer on the way. Shoots a little short. Rebound comes down in the hands of Mack, but she gets fouled by Eldridge as she came down. Eldridge shaking off a little stinger, too. 5:31, 69-35. King Cove rookies in command here. Mack coming across the timeline. Little crossover. Goes to the left side. Kicks it out. Off the hands of Kayla Calvert. Kayla wasn't ready for that pass. It was a nice pass as Mack drove into the middle and dished it back out. Calvert would have had a free, easy three-point shot. Smith with the ball. She goes to the free throw line. Throws it behind Eldridge and out of bounds. And it's going to be King Cove basketball. 69-35, 5 minutes on the game clock here. Stay tuned after this game. We've got the King Cove boys and the Bristol Bay boys. Supposed to be at 1:30, but we're past that now, so our schedule is shot. Speaking of shot, was missed, picked up by King Cove. Now out to Newton. Newton's three-pointer up, no good. Rebound to Calver. She throws it away right into the hands of Hill. Hill quickly down court to Phelps. And Phelps down low gets fouled by King Cove. Foul on number 11, Maddie Newman. Her second. She's trying to catch up with everybody else. A lot of fouls called in this game. Phelps' first shot up, and it's good. 36 points for the Bristol Bay Angels. And second shot by Phelps. Rattles around, drops. 37 points. 69 to 37, 4:35 on the clock. King Cove comes across, methodically moving the ball. A little penetrating pitch. We're looking inside. Now Max got the ball. She brings it back out to the free throw line. Drives the middle. A little floater right in the middle. Nice looking shot. That girl is probably a gym rat. What do you think, Hoot?
I really expect she was.
Smith with the ball. She goes spin down the lane. No good on the shot. Rebound comes off, and we have a tie down low. Good jump ball. It's going to be King Cove basketball on the alternating possession as Duarte and Phelps went to the floor for it. Max stops, fakes, pops, no good. Rebound comes off into the hands of Bristol Bay and tipped out of bounds. Going to be King Cove basketball in the corner.
Put a handle on that thing.
Oh, man. Well, they have some chicken in the dark there. Get a little greasy hands.
Yeah.
And Newton brings the ball inbounds, gets it right back from Mack as she steps inbounds and shoots a three-pointer. Drains it. 3:43, 73-37. Hill with the ball over into Smith. Smith goes into the lane, throws one up. She gets fouled. That foul's going to be on number 11, Newman. That's going to be her third.
She's catching up.
She's on a mission. I'm telling you. 3:34 left on the clock. First shot by Smith up, in and out, rattles out. End of the game for Bristol Bay. Number 24, Elise Adams. And Eldridge takes a break. Second shot by Smith, same shot, in and out. King Cove with the rebound. Mack with the ball, fires a pass inside, off the hands of Duarte, into the hands of Newton. Rebound comes back down, and we have a foul. Fouls on number 24, and that's Elise Adams just into the game. Into the game for King Cove is number 25, Leilani Brandel. And inbound pass stolen. Quickly down court is Kaylee Hill, but she throws it away. Into the hands of Max. She goes left side with the right hand. Nice looking shot by Max. She's fearless. She goes to the basket hard. 75-37. And Hill almost loses it. Picks it back up. Gets it into the hands of Phelps. And she travels before she can get the pass off. Another turnover by the Bristol Bay Angels. They might have a couple.
A few.
75-37, Mack takes her time coming across the timeline. Balls into Duarte, back out to Mack. They're all playing on the right-hand side. Newton with the shot, no good. Duarte goes over the top of Moorcruck, gets the ball out to Mack. Mack's three-pointer, no good. Duarte in the right spot. She gets the ball stolen from her, though. Phelps now with it. She's pushing hard up the left side. She got two rookies on her. She gets run over. Mack and Newton on her. I don't know who got the foul. We're going to have to see. It looks like number 20, Mac, her third. So she's got three now. It'll be a surprise if nobody fouls out. So back at the line is Phelps. She puts it up and in. 75-38. Second shot by Phelps. Up, and nothing but the bottom of the net. 2.5 minutes to go. 36-point lead by the King Cove rookies. Mack gets it back from Newton. little runner in the middle. Rebound Smith on the missed shot. Smith pushing hard down the middle. Gets it out to, I can't see that girl's number, number 11, I guess, Kaylee Hill. Her shot no good. Rebound by Mac. Mac looking hard. It's coming down the left-hand side. Stutter step between the legs. Steps back. Gets it to Calvert. Calvert's shot no good. Rebound Moorcroft. Outlet pass tipped away by Mac. And picked up by Calvert, but she got happy feet there. She tried to gather the ball. 1:52. I don't know how much time we're going to have between games here. I'm sure they're going to give them at least 10 minutes. Into the game for King Cove is Maddie Newman. She doesn't have enough fouls, so they brought her back in. So Phelps brings the ball inbounds to Hill. Hill across the timeline. We have a ball on the floor from the King Cove boys warming up over in the corner there, and the ball got out of control. So it's going to be Bristol Bay's ball underneath us. Phelps with the ball. Top of the key, goes to the right side to Smith. Smith drives to the baseline under Duarte's hands and lays it up and in. No good. Rebound Newton. Newton out to Newman. Newman down to Duarte. Duarte blows the layup. Nice job of running the floor, big girl. As Moorcroft comes out of the scrum with the ball, she gets fouled by Mack. That's going to be her fourth. So she's caught up on that, caught up with everybody else. She's going to go to the free throw line. She's going to get two shots because we're at the double bonus now. 1:28 on the clock. First shot by Moorcroft up and good, giving Bristol Bay 40. They're still 35 points down. I think it's a given that King Cove is going to win this one. Second shot by Moorcroft, no good. Rebound Mack. Mack pushing hard up the left side. She's got good handle. She goes in the middle. She floats one up. Moorcroft meets her there and bumps into her. Fouls on number 44, Denali Moorcroft. So we're going to the free throw line for two as she was in the act of shooting, 75-40. Mack hits the free throw. Surprise, surprise for that gym rat. Second shot is up, just off the back of the rim, a little hard. Rebound Hill. Hill brings it across the timeline for the Angels. She's met up top by Duarte, and we got a timeout on the floor. And while we're at the timeout, we'd like to thank some of the supporters of Wolverine basketball and basketball in general and sports in general for the of the Bristol Bay area, all the teams that come to town and play and give us a chance to bring the ball games to you out there and on the radio and KDLG. And I think we're going out on, I think it's, you can get it on .org also, I think, KDLG.org if you're so inclined. I'm not sure. That's how it used to be. We'll have to check. But A.C. Dillingham, Raven Air, Pavic Incorporated, Napa, GCI, Bristol Inn Hotel, Bayside Diner, Bristol Bay Cellular Partnership, BBEDC Employment and Training, and BBEDC Harvey Samuelson Scholarship Trust, all supporters of Wolverine Sports. And we appreciate the fact that they help support this. It helps bring games and sporting events to the public. So, well, we're back in action here. Smith or Hill brings it into to Phelps. Phelps to Smith, back to Phelps. Phelps going to bring it out, hold it out top, gets it to Hill. Hill goes to the right side. King Cove out in a tight man-to-man. Now Smith with the ball left side. She goes into the middle, gets her pocket picked by Maddie Newman. Newman throws it away and tips it away from Kaylee Hill. And out of bounds, going to be Bristol Bay's ball. 43 seconds on the clock, and we've got a timeout.
Okay.
I'm not sure why anyone would call a timeout at this point in time.
I'm not sure either.
not a lot of coaching points at this point. Let's, you know, I mean, least, anything that's a coaching point at this time of the game with this score can be said afterwards or, you know, at the next chalk talk.
Yeah, next practice.
Yeah. Well, we've got I'm assuming going to be an up-and-down game between the King Cove boys and the Bristol Bay boys here coming up next. I saw the King Cove boys warming up, and they're a lot bigger than Bristol Bay and look to be a lot older.
Yeah.
Bristol Bay's got some seniors, but they're not the biggest kids in the gym. But they have hearts like they're 7-footers, but sometimes it's hard to overcome height. So it's Bristol Bay ball, and we get the ball into Smith, and we get a foul right off the bat, and that foul is going to be on Mack, I believe.
And Newman.
Newman?
She's got her four now.
Oh, there you go. That must be a team goal. So Smith at the line, her first shot up and good. Bristol Bay shooting pretty good from the free throw line the second half. And we have another timeout. Does Coach Gary Lamar does he not know that we're 15 runs behind already? Oh well, that's what he gets paid for, to coach. I get paid to announce. He gets paid to coach. So we got 42 seconds on the clock. The score is 76 for the King Cove rookies and 41 for the Bristol Bay Angels. Hoot?
I don't have much.
You got your stats all written up there for the end of the game?
Yeah, I've got most of my stats already written up.
Well, you know, this game started off in the favor of the King Cove rookies. They came out with their press, and Bristol Bay couldn't get past it. And it's been... They've been inching away, and Bristol Bay catch up a little bit, but inching away. And
yeah.
So, I mean, it's been a 30-some point game the whole almost since the second quarter.
It has.
So, second shot for Smith up and no good. Rebound Duarte. She hands it off to Mack. Now over to Newton. Newton drives to the free throw elbow. No good. Rebound to Elise Adams. Smith with the ball across the timeline. 25 seconds on the clock. King Cove still coming out and playing. And that's a sign of a championship caliber team when they can complete when they're that far ahead. Shot by Phelps, no good. Rebound Duarte. Now quickly up court to Mack. Mack drives left-hand layup, one-hand scoop, and it drops in, believe it or not. 6 seconds, 78-41. Moorcroft with a 30-footer. At the buzzer, and she goes down.
Whoa.
She goes down in a pile, and she's hurt. And she had a bad knee to begin with, and she's hurting here. So hopefully she'll be okay. But when someone screams like that at pain, then it's more than a stinger. And I don't know, they're looking at her ankle. That's a bad way to end a game that was played so hard.
It is. I hate to see any player go down any time.
Yeah, any time.
Yeah.
So we'll... we'll try to wrap up some highlights here, and then we'll go to the KDLG, and then we'll try to get ready for the next game. Hopefully they've got some sort of EMTs on call or somebody here that could come up and take a look at this poor young lady. She seems to be in some real pain. She's got bad ankles, bad knees. Hopefully she'll be able to get up and compete some more, or at least not be injured for very long. So we'll see what happens. A good game by the King Cove rookies. They played really hard, played very well, well-coached team. The King Cove's coach is out on the floor also. along with the Bristol Bay coaches and Carl Clark, the athletic activities director for the city of Dillingham, city schools. End of the score was 78-41. King Cove looks real. They seem to be well coached, well disciplined, and they've got a lot of components for a championship run. What it looks like, if you ask me. We're probably halfway through the season. They're 11-0 after this win. Hopefully, we can see someone from our region win a state championship. That would be nice. Hoot, I'm running out of things to talk about.
This is it.
Next game is King Cove and Bristol Bay Boys at 3:00 or somewhere around there. Since we are way off time here with the because of the power outage, will be the Dillingham JV teams against Manicotic, 3:00 and 4:30. And then tonight, wrapping up, will be the Dillingham varsity teams. The girls go at 7:00 or 6:00 against Togiak, and the boys at 7:30 against Togiak. And like I said, that depends on how much time we make up or don't make up. Well, they got Moorcroft up off of the floor. She's grimacing pretty hard in pain. Both coaches are carrying her off the floor, one under each shoulder. I know that Floyd Wilson's got a bad wheel himself, so hopefully he's got her on his good side.
Yeah.
What do you got for me?
Okay, Gino, well, one of the big differences in this game was Bristol Bay had 24 turnovers, so only 9 for King Cove.
Yeah,
so that was a lot of points.
There's the difference.
And scoring, Titania Wilson had 1 for Bristol Bay. Carly Elridge had 4. Rachel Smith 2. Kaylee Smith.